me wallabies feed, mate. Watch me wallabies feed. They're a dangerous breed, mate. So watch me wallabies feed. All together now, tiny kangaroo down.
And welcome back to Breakthrough Entertainment down, right here on 1480 AM KPHX. And of course, our Halloween Spooktacular Part 2. Yeah, all month of October here. And Joseph, what is it? I don't recognize this one.
Well, crikey, mate. This is Rolf Harris singing Tie Me Kangaroo Down from Wolf Creek 2.
Wolf Creek 2.
My favorite horror movie from last
good.
Year. I'm glad you agree.
I do agree with you on this one.
I'm glad you agree. Now, when he was singing this song...
I don't remember the
okay.
The details.
All right. Well, he was singing this song. It really gave me the creeps. Greg, if you like, I know you like horror movies. See Wolf Creek 2. You don't need to see Wolf Creek 1. It wasn't good.
Doesn't tie in.
No. Well, okay. It does a little bit, but it doesn't matter. It doesn't
matter.
Yeah,
I don't pay attention.
Wolf Creek 2, amazing.
Yes.
And you know, as we said in their last segment, something else that's amazing, Freeheld, got two thumbs up from Trisha and myself, and right now we are... very happy that we are speaking with actress Janine Casper. Thank you so much for joining us.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
Great. So, tell us a little bit about your character. You're in the scenes with Steve Carell's character, right?
Yes, I am. We're both based on real people. Stephen Goldstein, which he'll like to correct you.
Yes, and it must be Stephen with a V.
Yes, Stephen with a V. It's very important to make sure you get that right. I'm sure you guys saw that. And Joan Harvey, and they worked tirelessly to make this happen for Laurel Hester and Stacey Andre, and it was just such an honor to be part of it.
Amazing. Yeah, it is a wonderful film, a very heartfelt film, and you know, Trisha, you were saying that you were laughing, you were crying, you were celebrating.
It took me through all of the entire gamut of emotions. I was angry, I was happy and celebrating, I was crying, I was laughing. I mean, I absolutely loved this film.
Oh, that makes me feel good to hear that. Yeah, it was such a pleasure to work with everyone and to know that it's based on a real story, to see the progress that's happened for the community and also for the United States of America with the passing of the law for marriage equality. And actually, I don't know if you noticed, but the real people, Joan and Stephen, were actually in the Freeholders room chanting with us and alongside me. So that was really just such a pleasure.
Oh. So then you did get to meet them, and since this is based on a true story, you know, tell us a little bit about the research for that. I mean, because it's probably a little bit different than playing just a fictional character, right?
It is, because ultimately this was a real large part of their lives, and still is this what they're doing. So I wanted to find out what drove them and how they got involved, and Stephen told me a little bit about his story and how his family did and did not treat him well. And I think that spurred his activism, and Joan as well, for that matter. And there's so many stories, countless stories of people, their loved ones, just like with Laurel, where you see Stacey coming into the hospital wanting to see her wife, and they're saying, oh, we're expecting a family member. I mean, it's just such a heartbreaking situation that I'm hoping that we no longer have to deal with, but they did.
Well, and I thought they did an excellent job of showing how different people see things and how they can change as well in their opinions and everything. I don't want to be a spoiler alert or anything, but I just think it shows how people can evolve and how sometimes brute force isn't always going to make someone succumb to your way of thinking, but over time you can help them to see what you're doing and why, and they may come around. And I thought that was a really important part of this as well.
Absolutely. It's a very powerful message of change and of hope, I think, for the LGBT community, as well as, you know, the rest of the U.S. I think that I hope that's what people take away from it, if they're, for whatever reason, unfamiliar with same-sex couples, to see how this is just, it's another love story. No different than any other family that wants, or people that want to be a family and want to have a home.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And anyone who is just now joining us, we are speaking with actress Janine Casper on behalf of the movie Freeheld. Just opened yesterday here in Phoenix. I know it's it was open previously in certain cities, and it's going to be rolling out wider over the next couple of weeks. And another thing that both Trisha and I both praised about the film is Julianne Moore's performance in this. I mean, she was great in Still Alice last year. Can you tell us anything that you saw on set of her transformation? Because it was just devastating to watch.
It was really hard because you really feel I could feel her pain in the room as she was transforming into her character or becoming Laurel in the hospital scene. It was very hard to watch. She's just so talented. Her performances are seamless, both on screen and also just being able to watch her. One funny thing was that actually when we were going to film that scene, she noticed that I was wearing heels. And while she's prepping her character about to start rolling, she's like, oh my gosh, you don't need to wear heels. They won't see your feet in this scene. And she was like, oh, I'd love to get you your sneakers. I'm like, God, that is so sweet for her to even notice.
Yeah. Well, from what I hear, she is an incredible person as well as an incredible actress.
She really is an all around wonderful human being. It was such a joy to work with her.
Well, you know, and I was expecting a stellar performance from her just from what I'd seen in the previews. But I want to tell you, and I want to find out what your take was of the, I call it a monologue, and that's not correct, but the speech that was given by Ellen Page and when she's there in the courtroom. Oh my goodness. Her face just showed her emotion. She did such a phenomenal job throughout the movie, but in that particular case, you just had a sense of her ill comfort. And I'm just wondering, how did that play when you were there?
Ellen, oh gosh. A lot of us were having a hard time not getting too emotional, just watching her, because we ultimately were there for a long time in order to have everything filmed and get all the shots of different people's faces and so forth. It was just very, very emotional, very moving.
Well, it definitely moved me, and you know, I can't say enough about how beautiful this film is. Now, I had never heard the term freeholder.
No, I hadn't either. No.
And so when I saw that was what they were called, and they were holding her back, so I thought that's where they got free held from. But by the same token, I felt like they went from being held to being free, you know, or they were free, but they were still held back. And I just thought that was a cool name. Did they have a different working title, or?
Actually, it's the same title from the documentary that won the Oscar. I believe it was in 2008. But yeah, I love the way you put that. That is exactly how I feel about it.
Okay. I knew that was the name of the previous one, but I wasn't sure if they had always planned on using the exact same name or not.
You know, that I'm not quite sure, but it's just so fitting, and I love it.
Yeah. And again, if anyone is just now joining us here on Breakthrough Entertainment, we are speaking with actress Janine Casper on behalf of Freeheld. I got two thumbs up from Trisha and myself. Janine, tell us a little bit about working with Steve Carell, because he's kind of the comic relief here. I mean, that's mostly in most movies, aside from that one last year that was, you know, quite a different performance for him. But, was he pretty goofy on set as well?
You know, he's just very, very kind and generous and pretty low key. I will say I definitely made him laugh once, and that was pretty awesome.
Sense of accomplishment there, huh?
I definitely gave myself a pat on the back. I have to say he's very serious in this role. I think he really wanted to stay true to Stephen Goldstein and understand him and portray him how he really is in real life. He's very much like that. He's very intense and driven and passionate for this cause. And he was very committed to doing that.
I still remember that interaction where he was speaking to the partner and saying, you know, are you okay with that, sweetheart? And then the partner's response, and then Steve Carell going, Yes, I am. And I find that very hot. It was so cute. I think he did an excellent job as well. And like I said, it just you really are able to experience all of your emotions in there. Now, you also have some new things in the works coming up.
I do. Yes. I just completed the lead in Supermoto, and it takes place in Fargo, North Dakota. And it was a really intense experience. I had to ride a motorcycle in it for most of it, and I'm super excited right now. We're editing it for hopefully Sundance, so we'll see.
Excellent.
Can you get us tickets?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Yes.
Oh, thank you.
I'll let you guys know what festivals we get into for sure.
Excellent. Yeah, we would love it. Yeah, we're expanding which festivals we're trying to get out to more film festivals. We've done Sedona,
Phoenix.
We've done Phoenix, and we're looking into getting out to some of the other ones. Definitely Telluride, maybe, who knows?
Austin South by Southwest is great as well.
Okay, yeah. Now, is that at the same time as, well, South by Southwest is a music festival as well.
It is, yes, and they also have a film component that's really wonderful. My last film with the same director, Joe Maggio, went there, and we had a great time.
Oh, excellent, excellent.
Yeah. And you know, we're celebrating Halloween all month long, and a lot of horror movies seem to start out at the South by Southwest festival as well. You know, that's where they really thrive.
Yeah. Oh, well, so excellent. So you've done that, the Supermoto, and then I think I saw you had something else also in the works.
I do. I start filming Hudson Tribes soon. It's based on real sociopolitical tensions in upstate New York regarding the public school system. And I'm really excited about it. I'm passionate about being part of projects that have some sort of message for the audience, and this one is no different.
Yeah, so definitely social aspects that are really big in the news, you know, lately, as well as touching chords in people's hearts.
Exactly.
Well, then we're going to have you on again, you know, sometime soon to talk about these other projects of yours. And, you know, Janine, if you're ever in Phoenix, you know, let us know so we can have you here in studio.
I would love that. Thank you so much.
Thank you for joining us. We really appreciate it. And we absolutely loved Freeheld. And thank you for being a part of such a great project.
Thank you. That means a lot to me. Thank you.
Take care. Again, actress Janine Casper on behalf of the film Freeheld. And, of course, like I said, Breakthrough Entertainment's Halloween Spooktacular Part 2. You know, I got a text, and I believe for some reason Doris Markovic is asking me to meet her at her office. So I will probably be absent for the remainder of this show. I don't know what this is about.
Do we need to do a safety check on you in case we don't see you again?
Does she know how to text? I never knew.
Maybe she has an assistant in her office that
maybe
does it.
Okay, because I'm told that I need to meet her in her office immediately.
That sounds scary to me.
Yeah, so talk about Halloween. Well,
she gets help from the other Markovic that doesn't exist.
Markovic and Markovic LLC. Yeah. Ooh. That's her twin sister, I heard. Right?
Didn't she say that there really isn't another Markovic?
I have no idea.
That?
I don't know.
Maybe it's just that she has a dual personality.
Yeah, most women do. Okay, so on that note, I will be visiting Doris Markovic, and so, you know, I want to tell everyone, you know, thank you very much for listening. But there's plenty of show left to come. Actor Hershey Felder, Irving Berlin, will be joining Dave and Trisha after the break. But this is Lion Sleeps Tonight by The Tokens from Wolf Creek 2, and talk about songs that will never be the same. I will always think of kangaroos getting demolished by a semi-truck
as they're driving
down the Australian highway.
Yep.
Breakthrough Entertainment's Halloween Spooktacular Part 2. Thank you very much. We'll be right back.